goal tonight is to explore as much as we can the unique connection between Limud HaTorah and specifically the nighttime. There's something special about Limud HaTorah, and right now that it's dark out. It's not the same Limud HaTorah. So that's what we want to do. So let's start from the top. The first Gemara in Ervin Daf Samech Hema Beis. The Gemara says as follows. Amar Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda says, Lo Ivra Lilya El Lishinsa. Nighttime was created for sleeping. Right? Now you know, look outside, it's dark, everyone go to sleep. According to Rav Yehuda, that's what you do. Amar Rav Shimon Vilatish, Reish Lakish says, Lo Ivra Sihara El Ligirsa. Reish Lakish says, the moon was created for learning Torah. Okay, so we seem to have machlokas here. Rav Yehuda says on the one hand, Laila was created for sleeping, and Reish Lakish says the moon was created for learning Torah. Okay? So, I would think on a very simple level, a simple analysis would be as follows. Let's connect this to the Gemara, famous Gemara in Brachos, and Daf Lamed Hevan Beis. We'll do the rest of that Gemara on the top. You can read the other couple of lines there. It's very interesting, actually. But just for purposes of time saving, we're going to start with the next Gemara. So, famous Gemara in Brachos, Daf Lamed Hei Amid Beis. What does Gemara say? I'm sure you're all very familiar with this Gemara. Tana Rabbana, V'yasafta D'ganecha, and you will bring in all your crops. Matam Lama, what's this coming to teach us? Lefish Nemar, because it says, Lo Yomush Sefer Torah Zimpicha, that you should never ever stop learning. Vagisa b'yom v'alayli, you should be learning day and night. Yachod dvarim kichsavam. I might think that that's literal. Vayomush sefer Torah zempicha, you should never stop learning Torah. Okay, so there's no free time from learning Torah. So Talmud Lomar comes the pasuk and says v'yasafto diganecha, that you are able to go out and bring in your crops and make sure that you have the food that you need to eat. Have a living. Haneg bahem minag derech eretz divir Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel says you should live like normal people do in derech eretz. This is what you do. You go, you work the fields, you grow the crops, you bring in the crops, you make your food, and that's how you live. Right? And then the other time, obviously, you should be learning. That's what Rabbi Shmuel says. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai omer, efshar adam chorish b'shash harisha v'zor b'shash zariya v'koz b'shash ksira v'dash b'shash disha v'zor b'shash haruach tor matela. So says Rishon Bar Yochai, you know, if you're going to do all the stuff that farmers require, the winnowing and the threshing and the pounding and this and that and the other thing, so what's going to happen to Torah? It's going to be totally forgotten. Ella, so what does he say? Ella b'zman she'sol osin ton shel makom. In a time when Klal Yisrael are doing the Ratzon Hashem, are following Hashem's will, the melach d'nasa tzeide achir, then everything will be done by other people. Klal Yisrael can sit back, they can learn Torah benachas, and the rest of the world will take care of our needs. Shneamar, v'yem du zaram v'ro etzonchem. Right, other people will go and take care of our flocks for us. B'zman she'ein yisol osim rishonu shel makom. But when we're not on the high madrigal that we should be, the melach d'nasi tzeide atzman. Then we're going to have to do ourselves. Shneamar v'yasafta d'ganecha. So v'yasafta d'ganecha k'dor shum bar yichai is not hanheg derech eretz. Is not a mandate that we should act as normal people do and have a normal life as we see in the world around us. Point, and that's not right. That's a lower madrega. When we have to do v'yasafta d'ganecha, it's a lower madrega. So if we're really doing what we should be doing, we should be learning day and night. Everyone else will take care of all our needs. And lo yomosh sefer Torah picha, we're not going to stop learning at all. So machlokes, right, class machlokes between Rabbi Yishmael, who says that have jobs and learn when you're not working, and Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, who says you should be learning all the time. Now, how would I take that machlokas and maybe plug it into Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon Bar Lakish? Anyone take a stab at that? Anybody? Again, Rabbi Yehuda says nighttime is meant for sleeping, and according to Rabbi Shimon Bar Lakish, right, the nighttime was meant to learn. Anyone want to take a stab at it? No right or wrong here. Yeah, you want to go?
Oh, yeah. You would need the night for sleep if you were meant to work for a living. Right? If your work wasn't going to be done by other people, you'd need the sleep to re-energize.
Okay.
So thus,
yeah.
Right.
So you'll say, according to Rabbi Yishmael that says you're allowed to be working, he goes like who? Rabbi Yehuda that says you sleep at night?
Yeah.
And according to Rabbi Shimon Ben Lakish, who says you should be learning at night, he's going like the Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. I was going to say just the opposite. I'll tell you my svar. That's fine. That's good. That's good svar. That's good svar. I'll tell you my svar. Everyone admits you have to be learning something. So according to Rabbi Yishmael, that says you work during the day, so karchach, at night you got to plug away a Torah. Otherwise, you'll never be learning at all. So he says you have to learn Torah. That's Rishim Bar Lakish. And the flip side is, according to Rishim Bar Chai, that you're learning all the time. So okay, so then you've done learning. That's all you do. And then you sleep to recharge for learning. So that's Rabbi Yehuda. That's how I want time. Okay. Whatever it is, however you want to make the breakup, I don't think it's MS. It's not right. I don't think that's what's happening here. We'll see for several reasons. First reason, at least working with my svara. Again, keep in mind, my svara is according to Rabbi Shmuel that you're working all day, then you got to learn at night. That's Rish Lakish. So Rish Lakish, Rabbi Shmuel, the same shita. Rish Lakish, who says Torah is meant for night, means you're working during the day. That's what Rish Lakish holds. You're learning Torah at night. So that can't be right. At least in my cheshbon, that can't be right. We'll see other reasons why none of our cheshbonos are probably right. And that is, let's look at the very next medrash, Vayikra Rabba. And Rish Lakish shows up again. But now we have a little more information. Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish, says the Medrash Rabba, source 3. Rabbi Yochanan Omer, Ein Rina Shel Torah Ela Balayla. Rabbi Yochanan says, the special Rina, the song of Torah, is at night specifically. Shnemar Kumi Roni Valayla, you should get up and sing at night. Sing his Torah. Rish Lakish Omer, Bayom U Balayla. So this is the same Rish Lakish above that said that the moon was created for learning. Rish Lakish says right here, Bayom Uva Laila. What are you talking about? You learn all day. You learn in the night, you learn day. Bayom Uva Laila. Shnambar, Vagisa Boyom and Valaila. Rish Lakish clearly holds you learn day and night. Not like I was saying that Rish Lakish holds you work during the day, Rabbi Shmuel, and then you're going to learn at night. You're learning day and night. So that knocks me right out of the water for sure. Nothing else to discuss. Let's go a little weiter. Vagisa Boyom and Valaila. Rish Lakish have a Pashi cry. Rish Lakish was expounding on some psukim, v'kar havimati be'ilin kroy, and when he got to the following set of psukim, v'atakam bo'layla, and you get up in the middle of the night, kumi roni ba'layla, you should get up and sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu at night, two different psukim, haya omer yafa lamdenu Rabbi Yochanan, and it finally occurred to him, you know what, Rabbi Yochanan is right, there's something special about nighttime when it comes to learning. Vatakam bi'olayla, kumi roni balayla. We have several psukim that extol the virtues of learning Torah at night. There's something special about learning at night. Yafalam deni Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan said learning Torah is special at night. Rish Lakish said, no, what are you talking about? Vagisa bo yomam v'layla, you learn day and night. There's nothing special between the night versus the day. They're both equal. And then Rish Lakish turns around and says, I get your point, Rabbi Yochanan. There is something special about night. Of course you're learning day and night, but there's something special about night. And let's understand this last line. Chazar v'yamar, Rish Lakish then went and said, Les lon chamin ufane manahir ba'ape. Don't you people see how my learning has made my face just brighten? Right? I've learned Torah and creates a certain brightness to me. That's what Rish Lakish was reflecting upon himself. V'lama, why do I have it? D'hava d'lil yehudiyama, because I learn at night and day. What is that? Rish Lakish started out by saying day and night is both equal for learning a Torah. Then he goes and says, I admit to you, Rabbi Yochanan, that learning Torah at night is special. And then he goes afterwards and he says, oh, you see how lit up my face is? Because I learn day and night. What is Rish Lakish doing? Is he being mowed to Rabbi Yochanan? Is he not being mowed to Rabbi Yochanan? Anyone notice anything in this medrash I can explain it to? So look very carefully at the order of day and night in the beginning, Rish Lakish was talking, and the order of day and night at the end. What changed? Anyone notice? Look through the words again. What changed, Rish Lakish, when he said, learning Torah day and night is equal? And at the end, when he said, after he was mowed to Rabbi Yochanan, what does he say? Anyone got it? Right there in the words. Oh, very good. So Eliot Tainitain is as follows. That when Rabbi Yochanan was, Rish Lakish was talking at first, he said there's a mitzvah to learn v'hagisa bo yomam v'layla, day and night. That's what he was talking about. He was talking about day and night. That's the mitzvah, and it's equal. After he's moded to Rabbi Yochanan, he switches the order, and he says it's night and then day. That's the emphasis. Of course you have to learn all the time. That's the mitzvah, Talmud Torah. But the emphasis, boom, nighttime. Nighttime has an extra added element to it, and then the day. So that's Reish Lakish. Okay? So why did we quote all this? We quoted all this to say that my simple breakup of the original Gemara in Erevin Daf Samachay, that Rabbi Yehuda was saying you'll learn at night, and Reish Lakish was saying, Rabbi Yehuda was saying that night is for sleeping, and Reish Lakish is saying that the nighttime is for learning. I thought originally Reish Lakish was saying because you're working all day like Rabbi Shmuel, so you got to learn at night. That's what Reish Lakish was saying. So I'm clearly wrong. Because what does Reish Lakish say in this Medrash? You're learning all the time. You're learning all the time, day and night. Just there's something special about the night. That's Reish Lakish Sita. There's something special about the night. So now how do we understand this original Gemara in Erevin? Rabbi Yehuda says the nighttime is meant for sleeping. And Reish Lakish is saying, you learn all day, but there's something special about the night. So is Rabbi Yehuda really saying that the night is just for sleeping, nothing special about learning Torah at night? Is that what he's saying? Is that what's happening here? So I don't think it's possible. And now let's look at several Gemaras in different places that all talk about various aspects of the godliness of learning Torah at night. And after we go through these Gemaras, we're going to have to take a step back and say, so what is it? What's going on here? What is so special about learning Torah at night? But Rabbi Yehuda can't be saying the night is just meant for sleeping. Done. That's it. So let's see. Look at the next Gemara. This is the Gemara in Tamid, Daf Lamed Beis on the Beis. Says the Gemara, Tamid Tana Rabbi Yechia. Kala Osik Batorah Balayla. Whoever learns Torah at night, Shechina Kinegdo. He's got the Shechina right opposite him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's right there. Shinema, as it says, Kuni Komi Roni Balayla. Get up and sing, learn Torah at night. L'Rosh HaShmores, before the day starts. Shivchi Komayim Bech Nochach Pnei Hashem. I pour out my heart to Hashem. Nochach Pnei Hashem. Pnei Hashem is right there with me at night, learning with me. Right there, right now, we're learning together. Kodesh Baruch Hu is right here. Nochach Pnei Hashem is right here. The Shechina is here. Not true necessarily during the day. Right here. That's one Gemara. Next Gemara. Look at this. On Reish Lakish. Back to Reish Lakish again. Kala Osik Batorah Balayla. Whoever learns Torah now, Kodesh Baruch Hu Moshech Alav Chut Shel Chesed Bayom. You have a special favor that carries with you during the day. You're going to be better off during the day if you learn Torah at night. How do you know? Shnemar Yomam Yitzav Hashem Chasto Balayla Shiru Imi. Right, Hashem commands favor during the day, because at night I sang, Belaila Shirumi, I sang with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu commands that I have a certain favor, a certain chesed that carries with me during the day. Matam Yom Mitzvachasto, why is it that Hashem commanded chesed for me during the day? Mishun to Belaila Shirumi, because I learned Torah at night. So that's the next Gemara. Skip the Tosefta. The Tosra, skip the Tosra for now. Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Tzadi Beis Amud Aleph. Vamar Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar says, "Kol Bayis Ein Divrei Torah Nishmoyin Bo Balayla." Any house where Torah is not heard in that house at night. Now this is a scary, scary Gemara, because it's the negative aspect, not the positive side. Eishol Chalter, the house will be consumed. Something will be consumed by fire. Shneamar, as it says, "Kol Choshech Tamon Litzfunav Toch Leyu Eish Lo Nafach Yera Sarid Ba Ahalom." What does this pasuk mean? Take it slowly. How do you understand this pasuk? Kol choshech tamun litzvunav. The darkness of the night. Yeah.
I find it strange that they're applying this only to learning at night, when I feel like you can make this applicable to learning by day too. Because we said that any time two people are together, the Shekhinah is with them, and we say that any meal that where there's not Torah, there's like that's a problem. It's weird that they're only applying this only to learning at night when it's coming true by.
Good. What's your name?
Zach.
So Zach says, so what are we talking about? What's special about learning Torah at night? We haven't gotten there yet, right? We're just quoting Gemara for Gemara, which seems to be saying that there's something unique about night, which doesn't apply to the day, but I haven't quite gotten down to. So Mirtz Hashem, hopefully before we end this year, we're going to have a deeper appreciation. But you see, the Gemara is hammering away at this. So many Gemara. I only quoted a few. There are more Midrashim, there are a couple more Gemaras. There's one Chagiga, there are other Gemaras. I didn't quote all of them, but the Gemara really hammers away at it in a way you don't see ever by the daytime. So there's something there. Something that we'll try to uncover at least some facet of it. Okay? Let's just see if we can tease apart this pasuk. Choshech tamun litzvunav. The darkness tamun litzvunav. If it's hidden from its treasure. What's the treasure? The treasure is going to be Torah. Right, exactly. If the darkness has the treasure is hidden at night, meaning you're not learning Torah, then ta'achleu eish lo nafach, then a fire that doesn't have to be fanned will burn. What's a fire that doesn't have to be fanned? What fire burns without any help? Eshal Gehenim, the Gemara is saying. It's the fire of Gehenim. Doesn't need any of the fires. They're burning 24/7. Right? Yeira Srid Ba'alo. That's for someone. Yeira means someone who does not like Ra. Does not like Srid. Srid is a Talmud Chacham Ba'alo. Doesn't like Torah, Talmud Chacham, in his tent. Meaning, if Torah is hidden at night, you don't allow the song or the call of Torah to envelop your house, then it's going to be attacked by this Esh Asher Lo Nofach, this Esh Al Gehenna. So that's a Gemara in Sanhedrin. So therefore, with all these Gemaras, one after another, I'm going to tell you know what, you can't say Rabbi Yehuda says the night is just meant for sleeping. How could it be? It flies in the face of so many sources. Reish Lakish says you learn day and night, something special about learning Torah at night. Rabbi Yehuda says nights for sleeping can't be alpi pashtos. There's got to be something more there. Okay? And finally, one more hint that Rav Yehuda and Reish Lakish are not necessarily arguing about this point. We have a general klal, which I'm sure you've all heard of. And that is, how do I know when two opinions back to back are arguing or not necessarily arguing? So this famous rule about when the name comes and when the word Amar comes. Anyone know this rule? Anyone want to throw that in? Go, Zach.
Yeah, it says that
right. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, then there's a disagreement. So let's take a look. Ervin Daf Samach Hayomid Aleph, the very top source we started with. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Lo Ivra Lilya El Lashimsa, the night was created for sleeping. Amar Rabbi Shimon Lakish, Lo Ivra Sihara El Girsa, the night was created for learning. Awesome, maybe they're not arguing. So what's going on here? And we still really haven't tackled our main question here, which is what is special about learning Torah at night that's different any other time during the day? During the day, morning, afternoon? Not the same as night. What is it? So this next source I really want to pound away at, which I think is going to be, at least for me, a key to open up this door that we can get some understanding. And let's see if we can do this together in an organized fashion so that's clear. Look at the Gemara in Ervin Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis. To me, this Gemara opens up some doors. Kol Bayis Shenishmoim Bo Dibrei Torah Balayla. This is the flip side of the Sanhedrin. Any house that does have Torah in the night heard in it, Shuv Eino Necharav. That house will not be destroyed. Shenemar V'lo Amar Ye Eloka Osai Nosein Zemiros Balayla. Right? And the Gemara, if we had the Rashi, I probably should have quoted the Rashi on here to help us have the Gemara understands this pasuk, but a person v'lo amar ye alokai, v'lo amar, nobody said, where is the God who created me? Where's the God created me? Meaning, no one's going to claim, where's God that created me? Because I'm destroyed. I'm not here. Where? What happened to me? Where's that God that created me? No, saying Zmiros Balayla. The person who sings Zmiros Balayla, that's the Torah. Meaning, a person who learns Torah at night will never have to explain to the Rabbonu Shel Olam, where are you? What happened to me? I'm destroyed. Because he learned Torah, he's going to be safe. Okay, I want to think about two questions here. The two questions I want to think about is, number one, why... Actually, before the two questions, let's look at the Sfas Emes. We're going to put it together, 100%. It's very fuzzy. This is what we're going to try to figure out. So the Sfas Emes says on this Gemara, Kol Bayis Shenishmoim Bo Divrei Torah Eino Nechrav, Bahakdamas Tikunei Zohar. In the Tikunei Zohar, Mefarsho explains, Al Guf HaAdam Shu Bayis L'Neshama. What does it mean, the house will not be destroyed? Hold on one second. There you go. We're up to the Sfas Emes on the top of the next page. What does it mean the house will not be destroyed? We're not talking about the house, the physical structure. We're talking about the guf, the body of a person, because it's the house for the neshama. The house is the neshama. Now, why does he understand that that's what it's referring to? Because the pasuk, right? Vaisi shaper tfei. Now we can understand kra, the pasuk that we quoted, the maisi, that it said, v'lo omar elokai osai. A person won't have to exclaim, God, where are you that created me? God didn't create the house. People built the house. God created my guf. So it's not talking about the house is not nechrav. It's talking about the guf won't be nechrav. And why is it calling it a house? Because the guf is the house for the neshama. That's what it's referring to. And so anyone who learns Torah at night means their guf will be protected. Okay? That's what the Sfas Emes says. So now the two questions. Question number one. First of all, why does the guf need to be protected specifically at night? What is the danger? Well, let's understand that. What's the danger? That's kind of your question. What's going on here? What's the danger that the guf is in at night? What?
More threats at night.
What kind of threats?
Higher crime.
It's the darkness of the night. Right? Perhaps. So what is it?
It's inherently like
the demons, the shayitim. Maybe. Okay, so there's some kind of clearly there's some kind of danger at night that the guf needs protection. And again, and finally, that final nekuda we want to get to is, so what is Torah so special at night that it can accomplish that? How is Torah now protecting the guf? What's Torah doing now that the guf is protected? Let's take a look at the Marsha. Okay, we're going a little out of order because I decided after some thinking that doing it, and hopefully in this order I'm going to present it now, it'll be a little more clear. It'll be a little more, you know, straight so that we can build this together because it's a little complicated. Okay, here we go. So the Marsha. Everyone see the Marsha and the Chidush HaGadol on this Gemara in Erevin, on Daf Samachay. We're going back to the Gemara in Samachay because ultimately you're trying to understand Rabbi Yehuda and Rish Lakish. What's Rabbi Yehuda saying? What's Rish Lakish saying? And then we're going to use that to go back to our Gemara in Erevin in the Yud Ches to understand why is it the Guf is going to be protected through the Torah. That's what we're going to ultimately get back to. So says this Marsha. To me, this Marsha is unbelievable. Okay? Ela legirsa, loka amar hacha lo ivra lilya kalishna de la'el. He says, he picks up on an incredible point, that Reish Lakish said the moon was created for learning. Rav Yehuda said the darkness was created for sleep. And then Reish Lakish didn't say the darkness wasn't created for sleep. The darkness was created for learning Torah. He said the moon was created for learning Torah. Right? The Marsha said, Lo Ivra Lilya. He didn't say Lo Ivra Lilya, the nighttime was created for learning Torah. He said the moon. So he changed it. That's part of the understanding that it's not a machlokas. The Hachi Kamar, the Techilas Habriya, so he says it's not a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Reish Lakish at all. So what are they talking about? So says the Marsha, the Techilas Habriya Hayo Halayla Kulo Choshech. In the beginning of creation, the night was pure darkness. There was nothing else but pitch black darkness. Kamash Kosu Blachosha Karalayla, as the Pasuk says, and God called the darkness night. It was just dark, that's all it was. Ubayom, and during the day, hayu mishtam shima or halavana biyacha birbuvya. And during the day, you had both the sun and the moon out. The two lights were illuminating during the day with just total confusion together. I want to skip the next sentence just because it doesn't help us for our current thought. It's kind of a little bit of a different thought. Okay, so just go one line over, right? And therefore, Vilalavana kava tchum balayla. HaKadosh Baruch Hu ultimately decided to put the moon into the night. Vika Omar dahainu taima shelo yechoshech gomor balayla. And what's the reason, says the Marsha? So that the night shouldn't be pitch black. Kamosh haya batchila, as it was originally. Ela sheyeshamesh bo or halavana bimiksas legirsa. So that there should be some light so that a person can learn Torah. And that's why Rav Da'amel El Lo Ivra Lilya El Lishinsa Haynu Achoshech Min Alayla. So when Rav Yehuda said that the darkness of the night was created for sleep, that's true. The darkness of the night was created for sleep. No one denies that. And that's the way the world originally started. There was nothing else but darkness. But then HaKadosh Baruch Hu stuck the moon into it afterwards and said, okay, now we have the Or HaLavana, which gives a little light so that you can learn Torah. So what does this mean? What are they talking about? So I think this is what it means on a more expanded level. What I think it means is as follows. On a physical level, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up the world, the day was meant for work, for production, and the night was choshech. That's it. Everything shuts down. Nothing happens anymore. Right? With pitch black, the body shuts down, work shuts down, nothing can be accomplished. That's the way it is on a physical level. That's the way the world originally was created. And I can tell you as a fact, even in today's day and age, when we had Sandy, for those of you who weren't here and for those of you who were here. So, right, I lost power for a week. I had to get home before it got dark. And even with my little candles and I had some flashlights, stuff like that, it was impossible to get anything done. It was just impossible. Even with the candles, it took 9 times more effort to do the smallest little thing because everything is a shadow. You can't find anything. If anything was out of place, you have no idea where to find it. It's totally frustrating. So by the time it got dark, everything has to be set up and we just wind down. You crawl into bed. There's nothing to accomplish. That's the dark. The dark is shutdown time. Nothing else exists. On a physical level, that's what it is. When the nighttime comes, we go to sleep. Rabbi Yehuda says, Lo ivra laila ula shimsa. Our bodies are made to shut down at night. The world was created that the night comes and everything ends. We pick up again the next day. Says, and everyone agrees to that. Rish Lakish says, I don't disagree to the choshech. But you're not stuck with that limitation, says Rish Lakish. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu then stuck the moon in the night. And he said, there's a little bit of light and you can continue learning. Which means, if I say I'm not going to stop during the day, I know the day is made for work. And I know the night is the shutdown time. But I say I can go farther by learning Torah and continue into the night through learning. Then I transcend the physicality and I transform my body into something more. I bring kedusha into my body. Work during the day is the natural. That's the physical. And even when I learn Torah during the day, that's part of the natural and the physical. Yes, Torah is kadosh, and Torah is special. But learning during the day is part of the natural order. The day was meant to be busy. Some people are busy at work. Some people decide they're going to learn Torah. But that's part of the natural physical order of the world. The physical order of the world ends, though, after the day. And then the night comes, the physical is over. But if you continue learning into the night and you go beyond the physical, then you take that physical body, which has been osik b'Torah, and you turn it into something more. It becomes mamish kadosh itself. The body now becomes kadosh, because the body's being engaged in something that's really beyond the body's abilities. That's what it means. That's the pshat in the marsha. So many times guys tell me, you know, like, I had a busy day now. B'zman HaZeh, when we already have the moon. It's after my separations. We got the moon. And they'll tell me, I did morning Seder. I had a very busy day of classes, and it's true. And, like, I just need time for myself. That's Rabbi Yehuda talking. That's true. That's a reality. You're right. You worked hard during the day. The nighttime is like, I just got to chill. I just need to take a breather. Even I'm not ready for sleep yet, but keep going and going and going. That's the physical world. That's true. That's MS. But there's another MS too. If you somehow find the ability to connect to the Torah at night, then you go beyond what the physical realm would demand, and you turn that physical reality into mamash, a chelik of kedusha. And if you think I took this marsha and totally blew it out of proportion, you may be right. But take a look at this Shem Yishmua. Take a look at the Shem Yishmua, and things are not over yet. Okay? Says the Shem Yishmua in Parshas Vayetze. He quotes the Medrash Rabbah. The Medrash Rabbah says as follows. This is going on Yaakov Avinu, right? Vayetze Yaakov Be'er Sheva Vayel Charana. Yaakov heads out of Be'er Sheva. He's going to Charan. He's running away from Esav. He's going to find a wife. All that stuff. So the Medrash says about Yaakov, Tzom lecha nafshi kam lecha besari, that my soul thirsts for you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and my flesh, kam lecha besari, my flesh pines for you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. My flesh yearns for you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So this pasuk, which the Medrash is using to describe Yaakov, has the nefesh and the basar on the same level. Tzom lecha nafshi, kam lecha besari. They're both equal. They both yearn for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kishem shenafshi tzom lecha, kach ramach evorai sheyesh bi tzmeim lecha. Just like my soul yearns for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is thirsty for you, so too all my physical limbs are thirsty for you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Medrash. Says the Shem Yishmua, Muvua mized Yaakov, Avinu alav shalom hayagufo gam kein b'madregas ha-nefesh. Says the Shem Yishmua, this teaches us that for Yaakov Avinu, his physical body was on the same spiritual level as the soul itself, as the nefesh. That's the kind of madrega was on. Uvaze yuvan. Says the Shem Yishmua, this we can understand. Masha Yaakov Avinu tikin tefilas arvis. This is why Yaakov Avinu was the one that was zocheh to establish Myri for us. Why? The tefilos keneged tamidim tiknu. The Gemara Brachos says that all the tefilos, shachris, mincha, are set up to parallel a carbon. Shacharis is keneged the carbon tamid shel shachar, and mincha is keneged the tamid shabbat harbayim. But what's ma'ariv keneged? There are no karbanos at night. But Yaakov Avinu established ma'ariv keneged which carbon? The tefillah is keneged tamidim tiknum. Utefillah shachar tefillah as mincha keneged zrikas dam ha-tamidim. So min shachis and mincha are keneged the tamidim. We bring the karbanos during the day. We sprinkle the blood on the mizbeach. That's what we do with the karbanos. That's the ikar avod of the karbanos. Utfilas ha'erev keneged ha'ivarim v'ha'pedarim. You know what you do at night? You burn whatever's left over. All the fats and limbs that are left over from the karbanos. That you can do at night. It's not a separate karbanos. That's what you do at night. Shayu mis'aklim v'holchim kol laila. That burned all night long. Vina adam hua nefesh. The dam is the nefesh, is the etzem of the person, is the soul of the person. But tavu nefesh, tchaber la nefesh. So we bring a carbon and we sprinkle the blood on the mizbeach because the blood from the animal is being kapara from our nefesh, right? We did something wrong, it sullied our nefesh. In order to cleanse ourselves, we sprinkle the blood on the mizbeach. That's the carbon of the shachar, that's the kamitarish of the arabayim, that's the sprinkling of the blood that cleanses our souls. And that's how it normally works. Vika kapar hibadam. The main part of the kapara is the dam hu anefesh, akarachu kapara al nefesh levad. And if all we're doing is sprinkling the blood on the mizbeach, so then the only thing that we're bringing kapara for is our nefesh. That's all that gets a kapara. Our bodies don't get a kapara. Bodies don't get a kapara. The nefesh gets a kapara. Veivarim pedarim ein ikar kapara tu lebehem. There's no ikar kapara when it comes to the body itself. Umemela gufa shel adam shehu bisdamus eivarim pedarim. So the body of a person, which parallels on the animal, the evarim pedarim, the limbs, that's the body of the person. Ein lo ikar kapara b'karbon. That doesn't get a kapara with the carbon. Ulekach kodim Yaakov. Before Yaakov came onto the scene, lo tiknu tefila keneged zeh. There was no tefila parallel to the evarim pedarim, right? Because tefilos take the place of the karbanos. The karbanos really only were mechaper for our nefesh, right? The kapar for the nefesh was zrikas adam. That was during the day. So we have a shachar. So we have a mincha. That's the keneged the sprinkle of blood. But myriv, what happens at night? The evarim pedarim. But we don't get a kapar, so we don't daven at night. That's what it would have been. Aval Yaakov sheles aguf lemadregas anefesh. Yaakov, who is able to elevate his body to the same level as the soul itself, tikin tefilas ha'erev. Then he was able to be masakin and myriv. He was able to say, I can bring a kapara for the body itself, because the body now is the same heilige kedusha as the soul. And now the body is zocha to a kapara too. If there's something wrong, we don't say the body, you know, the body remains muddied. The body is just the body. And you can't do anything about that. The soul gets kapara. Yaakov Avinu raised and elevated the body itself, that the body itself had the same kedusha as the soul. Not that the soul overtook the body. The body itself was elevated. Now the body is zocha to a kapara. And so the evarim of pedarim that you bring on the mizbeach, it too can create a kapara for the body. And so therefore we daven a ma'ariv. That's what Yaakov Avinu did. So we see from this Shem Yishmuel, that it is possible to elevate the body itself to the same level as the soul, to give kedusha to the body itself. Now I'm going to tie in, how did Yaakov Avinu do that? How did he do that? So based on what I said before, it's through Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah at night. That's what we said. Talmud Torah at night elevates the body itself, infuses Kedusha Mamish into the body. This body, this nothing, this glob of earth itself becomes totally a Mamish Kedusha, as Yaakov Avinu did. Now, why would I say it's Talmud Torah? Well, we said it before that's what Talmud Torah at night does. But I'll say another piece. What do we know about this Medrash? This is from the beginning of Parshas Vayetze. What happened in the beginning of Parshas Vayetze? Yaakov Avinu sets out, and for the very first time, it says, Vayishka b'makom ahu, vayalen sham. He laid down to sleep. What does the Medrash say about that? That he laid down to sleep. And remember, Rashi? This is the first time in 14 years he laid down to sleep. 14 years in Yeshiva Shem Ve'ever, he sat and learned Yomam v'alayla. This he went to sleep. The Dagesh Chazak is on the sleep. The nighttime he sat and plugged away, learning through the night. And that house was zochet to create a body that was totally on the level of Neshama, full of Kedusha, because of that nighttime learning. And one more little Kenech. This is again, my own little thing. But we know that Yaakov Avinu, before he laid down to sleep, he took these rocks and he placed them around his head to protect himself from the animals. Right? He was trying to protect himself from the wild animals. And what do we know what happened overnight? What, did the rocks stay there to protect him? No, they all fused into one rock. So forget the Medrash you're all familiar about. Just on this pshat level, what would we say? The Yaakov Avinu thought his body is like what all bodies are, right? Bodies, you know, they're just a body. So he needs protection at night. Why does he need protection at night? Because when you go to sleep, your soul goes up to Shemayim. And you're left with just this body, this nothing on the ground by itself, unprotected. Your soul's not there anymore. The chelek elokam imal, the piece of kedusha that's in your body, leaves. It goes back up to Shemayim at night and reports to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on its doings. So therefore, the body's left precarious. It's left in a dangerous situation. Nothing's protecting the body. There's no kedusha there. It's nothing no different than any animal. The animals will come and attack it, so he has to protect it. What he didn't realize, what he didn't chap, is that because of his learning balayla all those years, his body was also totally kadosh. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes away all the rocks, tosses them aside, melds them into one. You don't need the rocks to protect your body. Your body's kadosh, it's protected. Huh? You hear that chap? Okay. Now, in case you think I'm still making this all up, take one more look at another Gemara. This is the Gemara in Menachos, Daf Kuf Yud Amud Aleph, right above the Shemi Shmuel. Right above the Shemi Shmuel. Everyone see it? Menachos, Daf Kuf Yud Amud Aleph. Shira Amalos, Hinei Baruch Hu Es Hashem Kol Avdi Hashem Ha'omdu Beveis Hashem Balelos. Right, we sing a praise of Hashem at night. All those who serve Hashem, Ha'omdu Beveis Hashem Balelos, who stand in the Beis Hashem at night, stand in the Beis HaMikdash at night. My balelos, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, elu tamidei chacham ma'oskim b'torah balayla. Balelos means these are the tamidei chacham that are sitting learning Torah at night. Ma'alelem hakasu kilu asukim b'avoda. And so the Torah, the pasuk is teaching us that it's a person who learns Torah at night as if he is doing avoda at night. So pashat akasha, which we shouldn't have anymore, but doing avoda at night, what happens to do avoda? There is no, you don't do avoda at night. Avoda is during the day. At night, you just have the Evarim u'Pedarim. That's not so chashiv to do with the Evarim Pedarim at night. The Ikar Avodah is during the day. That's when you sprinkle the blood. That's when you bring the Ikar Kapara. So you learn Torah at night. It's as if you did the Evarim Pedarim. Shkayach, that's nothing. But what do we just learn from everything we just saw? That Evarim and Pedarim can be something. If you learn Torah at night and you elevate your body, then Evarim Pedarim are gevaldik because they can bring a Kapara to the body. Evarim Pedarim become now a real avoda. They don't just become, let's get rid of the rest of the stuff and then sit around. The Evarim Pedarim become an avoda just like the sprinkling of blood during the day. And how do you do that? Through learning Torah at night. When you learn Torah at night, you elevate your body, becomes mamish kadosh. And if your body's mamish kadosh, then the avoda at night also becomes something that's special. Not just the leftovers. It becomes an ikar avoda too, like the Shemi Shmuel said. Okay? So I think I'm not making this up. Yeah. Yeah, you can't do extra stuff. 100%. Okay, good. So Zach is saying, but what is it? You can't do extra avoda. So let's try to make this clear. The Torah licenses us to bring the Evarim Pedarim at night. That's true. The Maisa, it just wasn't such a chash of avoda, because the body just wasn't able to be zocha to a kapara. So that's why it just, the middle is not such a chash of avoda, because it doesn't bring a kapara to a body when the body's not zocha in it. But it can be a chash of avoda if the body is zocha to it. So it's really, it's up to us. It's up to us to make it something special. The Torah says, do a varm pedarim at night. And when you're zocha to it, it can be gevaldik. When you're not zocha to it, so then it's tafel. It's tafel to the ikar avoda. But the Torah says, do it. Now we have the ability to turn it into something. That's what it comes out to be. But you can't, you're right, you can't be mechadesh in avoda, because that would be a problem. You can't just start making up new stuff that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not mitzvah. So Hashem has to be mitzvah to bring Evarim Pedarim at night. If he said, don't bring Evarim Pedarim, we couldn't just make that up. We couldn't do it. You'd be right. So we have the license to do it. Now, how special is it depends on this kind of a loss. Okay, Yaakov Avinu was zocheh to really bring that kind of level to a body. How many people, you know, really reach that level? Echad Bador, you know, how many people? They talk about based on this word, you understand now, you know, there's a famous story that the Gra So the famous Kevra, the Gra. So at what point, a few decades ago, the authorities there in Vilna were going to build a highway over the old cemetery. And they were going to, the Jews rallied to make sure that, I think it was the right tights actually, from here in America, Olav HaShalom from Elizabeth, he made sure that they exhumed the grave of the Gra and Avram ben Avram, the Ger Tzedek that was buried next to him, to make sure that it's not a desecration to the Gra's body. So the famous story is that when they dug up the Gra's body, it was totally intact. Totally wasn't it. So how's that shayach? So you understand how it's shayach? Because if you're the Yechav Bedor that Zocha to this kind of a zechus, where your Limud HaTorah transforms your body and mamish into Kedusha, like the Neshama itself, then it's not going to fall apart. It's not a piece of flesh anymore. It's transcended the physical. It's gone beyond the normal mysebracious nighttime body shutdown. It keeps going through the Torah. Yeah. You had a question?
Because
a little bit, right. That's what I want to say.
Once you're learning at night, you're going as like the natural physical world.
Right. Right. That's what I want to tie in. And then so the body itself gets transformed into something beyond the physical. Yeah.
So is that a way that we can understand it more in time, since Yaakov being the lead that Yaakov is going to die? Because he had this new face that's trying to attack.
Okay. I can't remember if I actually saw that put together, but very, very possible. Very possible. Very possible. Maybe that's the message there. Possible message. So now we can go back to our Gemara. What is it that Gemara says if you learn Torah at night, so then that bias won't be Nechrav? Nesfas Emes says, what's the bias? It's the Guf. The Guf will not be Nechrav. So what were our two questions? We can answer them very simply. Why is the Guf at danger at night? And why is it not going to be Nechrav now through learning Torah? So it's Pashat. The body's at danger at night, just like Yaakov Avinu put the stones around his body at night, because we're precarious when our Neshama leaves us. That's why we say Hamapil. That's why we say Kriyash Malamita. We do that because there's a danger there. We're a shtickle dead at night, the Gemara says. Right? Our souls left us. But how does learning Torah change that? Learning Torah changes that because it brings a measure of Kedusha to the body itself. That's our Chah. Obviously, there are many, many, many Dargos. There are going to be many levels. Every little bit of Torah we do makes a Roshan, makes an impact. You know, on the highest levels, you turn into a Yaakov, you know, the body's totally Kadosh. On lower levels, it's a little bit of Kadosh. And every more we do adds to that Kedusha. So that's one pshat in understanding what is special and unique about learning Torah at night that's different than the day. So yes, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is all the time. Like Yisabu Yom Falali, you're going to learn in the day, you're going to get a mitzvah. You're going to learn at night, you're going to get a mitzvah. There's just a unique nature tonight based on what we said before, right? That the nighttime is kind of like that. Shutdown town. How'd you say it? How'd you? What's your name again?
Sam.
Sam? So I had Sammy. What'd you say again, Sammy?
Goes against like a natural order.
Oh. Goes against the natural order when you're learning at night.
Is there a bigger mitzvah than
I don't know if it's a bigger mitzvah, but it carries with it a different element. It creates something new. It's not a different mitzvah. What? Almost like if the Mishra said did. Almost. A little bit. A little bit. Like, you know, like there's an excuse why. You're Rabbi Yehuda. There's an excuse. I'm Ones. What do you do? What do you? What, the body falls apart at night. Right, 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 right. Yeah. Right. How does this relate to not learning Torah Shabbat at night, only Torah Shabbat Peh? Not sure. Not sure.
Do you think it is related to the fact that, I mean, is it rooted in, like...
Could be, I don't know. What would it be? Because the Torah Shabbat somehow is related. I don't know. That, I don't know. There is such an idea that we only learn Torah Shabbat during the day and not at night. How that would relate to this, not sure what the lumdus would be for this. I'm not sure. Not sure. Okay. We're not going to be able to finish everything, I apologize. But let's just go a little bit more. Look at the Rambam in the next page. All this stuff is not just fancy lumdus. This is actually halacha. Halacha psuka. Look at the Rambam Hilchos Talmud Torah, Perek Gimel, Halacha Yud Gimel. Says the Rambam, what I want to focus on, whatever time we have left, a little bit, is on two nuances the Rambam adds that we didn't have before. Added to the language we haven't been talking about. So let's read it together. Afal pi shemitzvah lilmo bayomu v'layla. Even though there's a mitzvah to learn at day and at night, ein adam lomad rov chachmaso ela b'layla. I put that in bold because that's new. The Rambam says a person only learns rov chachmaso, the majority of his knowledge, at night. Rov chachmaso. We didn't have that before. Lefichach mi shevatzel lizkos bekeser haTorah. Someone who wants to be zocha to the crown of Torah. We didn't have that language before. All the Gemara's, we didn't hear crown, we didn't hear rov chachmaso. Something new here, right? Yizar b'chol leilosa v'lo yaved afilu echad mehem b'shina v'achila v'shesiyya v'sicha v'chayotza behem. Then a person should be careful with every single night. Should be makpid, right? Not to waste any time, not to lose any time at night, not with sleeping, not with eating, not with drinking, not with schmoozing. Ela b'talmud Torah v'divrei chachma. You should be osek in loftier goals, Talmud Torah. Amru Chachamim says the Chachamim Eirin Shal Torah b'layla v'chule v'chule. Then he starts quoting all the sources we know. We all read all these Gemaras inside. So all these Gemaras, though, didn't exactly capture the language. The Rambam understood something different in all these Gemaras. He had another pshat here going on. He says, a person zocha to rov chachmaso and kisur shel Torah. So we have to try to understand a little bit, according to the Rambam, is what's rov chachmaso and what's kisur shel Torah. What is that stuff? So let's see how far we can get. So two beautiful ideas. Both of them are going to be related to things we already touched upon in a little different way. And one is from Rav Soloveitchik, that's out, the Rav. And the other one at the end is Rav Huttner, the Pache Yitzchak. Okay? So says the Rav. The Rav is really bothered by this. What does it mean, Rav Chachmasa? What does it mean, the crown of Torah? What does that mean? And also Rav is bothered by a few other questions, which we can't do inside, but one of them I'll point out. He says, you know, if you look in the Rambam talks about the mitzvah of Talmud Torah right in the beginning. Right in the very, very beginning. He tells you everyone has to learn Torah, whether you're an Adi, whether you're an Asher, all the time, very Perek Aleph. And then all of a sudden he waits till Perek Gimel to tell you about this Kisra, Shel Torah, and Rov Chachmos. What is, wait, three Prakim? In order to get to this, like, very lofty idea? When the very beginning he's talking about, what are the guidelines for learning Torah? They should have been in the beginning. Why is it, wait? Like, what's the flow here, says the Rav. What's going on here? So says the Rav. The Rav says, what does Kesser Shel Torah mean? So if you look at the brackets on page Yud Beis of the Divrei Rav, and I made a little bracket on the second paragraph, he says, Kedei lamod al shorish ha-dvar, in order for us to understand the root of all this, anu tzuchim lahavi machitshu chazal, we have to understand what chazal were teaching us, v'lama hiskarunu b'amram, gimel kisarim heim. There are three, Chazal say in Avos Rabbi Nosson, there are three crowns. Elu Hain, Keser Torah, we have the crown of Torah, Keser Kuna, the crown of Kahuna, and Keser Malchus, and the crown of kingship. Those are three crowns. So what is the thread that puts them all together? What does crown mean? What's the commonality between Kahuna, Malchus, Torah? Right? But maybe if we can understand that, we can get to what's a Keser about. So says the Rav, building off of things that we know more easily. Kohen and Melech. What's the common thread to Kohen and Melech? They both had Mashiach. They're both anointed. And says the Rav, what does anointing do to a person? It makes them Kadosh. The person becomes Kadosh. What does it mean to become Kadosh? So the Rav explains that you get an elevated status. It's not just a position. You're not a Kohen, that's your job title. You're the Melech, it's your job title. It's your position, it's what you do. No, it's something more. You become an elevated person. You know, the story with Shaul HaMelech, when Shmuel first anointed Shaul HaMelech to become king, so Shmuel said to him, now once I anoint you and you become king, you're going to become an Ish Acher, you're going to become another man, and you're going to have Nevuah. You're going to have insight. You're going to have depth to you. You're going to open up. You're going to be expanding yourself. Becoming a king is not just a job title and you have more responsibility. Ay, Nebuch, poor you. Now you got the whole weight of the entire kingdom on your shoulders. Become an elevated mensch. Become an Ish Kadosh. It's something different. It's an elevating factor. That's what a Melech is. And the same thing is true by a Kohen. A Kohen, but he's Mashuach, L'Kohuna, he becomes elevated. He becomes on a higher level as an individual. As the Rav writes, he has a developed sense of personality. He becomes something different. And the same thing is true by a Kohen. The Kohen also has a shtickle nevuah. The Rambam describes when the Kohen would go to ask questions of the Urim V'tumim is ki'ilu nevuah. That's how the Rambam describes it. It was like a shtickle nevuah. So we see nevuah is a high level of status, an understanding, an insight into the world, a connection to the divine. That's what kahuna, and that's what malchus is. So says the Rav, that's keser. Kesser Shel Torah is Olal Gabeyim, the Medrash tells us. We know that the Kesser Shel Torah is greater than those. Someone who's Osik B'Torah, the Torah has the ability to elevate the person, make them into an Ish Acher, to make them deeper, make them more understanding. That's what Torah does, right? Give them more Kedusha, as we were describing too. As a person, as an individual, as a personality. That's what the Kesser Shel Kehuna. That's what the Kesser Shel Torah is. That's what the Rav understands the imagery of Kesser, a crown. A crown is not a thing on your head. It describes a certain elevated status. What's Rav Chachma? So this is a beautiful language. I wish we could read inside. You'll have to look at it yourself. The Rav just has a beautiful description about Rav Chachma on Daf Tes Vav. If you have a chance, look later in the brackets on Daf Tes Vav, the top brackets. He has this beautiful description. What's Rav Chachma, the majority of his knowledge? So he says, where else do we see the language of Rav Chachma? We have it when it comes to kavod to a Rebbe. You have to treat your Rebbe with the same respect as a parent when that Rebbe is your Rebbe Muvak who taught you Rav Chachma. So it's Rav Chachma. So Rav says, I look at myself and I think about Rav Chachma. Rav Chachma. And who's a Rebbe Muvach? He says, I've only had one Rebbe Muvach, without question. It's like not even, there's not even a, there's not even a contest. My Rebbe Muvach was my father, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik. He was my Rebbe Muvach. But Rav Chachma, if Rav Chachma is literally majority of Torah, so Rav says, well, if I make an analysis, I learned more Torah on my own than I learned from even my Rebbe Muvach, from my father, right? If my father taught me 500 daf, then I learned 1,000 daf. And the truth is, it doesn't matter how many daf it. So what's Rav Chachma? He says, Rav Chachma is because my father opened up learning to me. That's Rav Chachma. He gave me the tools to understand Torah, to delve into Torah. That's why he's my Rebbe Muvach. That's what makes Rav Chachma. He didn't give me the Torah in actuality, but he did. He gave me everything I needed, my mahalach in life. That's what my Rebbe, my father, gave me. That's your Rebbe Muvach who taught you Rav Chachma. Literally, maybe you learn much more on your own as you move away from your Rebbe. But your Rebbe gave you that mahalach. He gave you the lumdus. He gave you the chiddush. He gave you the tools to how to plumb Torah. That's Rav Chachma. So put together Kesser Shel Torah, Rav Chachma, says the Rav. Here's the beautiful idea. Kesser Shel Torah means you have this elevated status, a deeper understanding. You have this greater insight into things. That's the Kesser Shel Torah. The Kesser Shel Torah, when you're zocha to the Kesser Shel Torah, means you're getting the Rav Chachma. You're getting the Rav Chachma because now you have the ability to make chidushim, to create that which wasn't there, to understand what the Torah is teaching me and guiding me into doing. If I have that Kesser Shel Torah, then I have the Rav Chachma, then I have the opening up. All doors are open to me. I'm just flowing with Torah at that point. And then I have Rav Chachma. And that, says the Rav, that's what's unique to Torah at night. When I push myself to learn Torah at night, you get open those doors of the Kesser Shel Torah. You get open the doors of understanding Torah on a deeper level. You're just flowing with Torah. And I can tell you from my own experience, you know, I had chaverim from years back. They were guys that were not the top of the shir. They were not the best brain. They weren't sitting at the front with, you know, their hand up all the time with every chiddush. They weren't that. But they were pluggers. And they utilized their time. And they learned at night. And these are the guys that I can point to now. And they're just flowing with Torah. And they surpassed the guys that were far smarter. They surpassed the guys that seemed to be, you know, the bigger goons. Because those guys didn't utilize the same way that these other guys did. That's the Kesser Shel Torah. When you plug away at night, you zocha to this crown, this elevated status where you have insight and depth. And the Torah is open to you. You start flowing. That's what the Torah at night can do. So I think we have to wrap up here. The Rav Hutner also tries to tackle this idea, what's the Kesser Shel Torah, in a totally different way, and a beautiful piece also. Maybe another time will be Zoche. But there's something special about Torah at night. And it's very legitimate to say, you know, I work really hard during the day. That's true. You're right. I pat you on the back and say, you did it. You did a good job. But if you go farther, as the Shulchan Aruch says, and this is halacha now, you should be careful to learn at night, because with that you're going to go very far.